Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 5th, 2023. If they came to kill you. Question: You have been talking about the law of love, bestowal, and mercy for many years. You said that this is the basis of our nation, the basis of the law within which we exist, and the whole world exists. Is this what we should follow? Answer: yes. Question: this is on one hand. On the other hand, it is written by our sages in the Babylonian Talmud, if someone comes to kill you, rise up and kill him first. What does this mean for you? Answer: if someone comes to kill you, rise up and kill him first means that we must forestall the enemy. And we are obliged to do this because this is the Creator's covenant. Comment: then there is the law of love, bestowal, and mercy. My response: it depends in relation to whom and how. But if someone comes to kill you, then you must first rise and defend yourself so as to destroy the one who came to kill you. Comment: can you, please, explain the law of love, bestowal, and mercy at the moment when you are going to fight and kill the enemy? Answer: this does not apply to enemies. No. There can be no love for someone who hates you and wishes for your death. Question: can any kind of revolution ever happen so that we will suddenly look at our biggest haters with different eyes? Will anything happen? Answer: only after we get rid of them can there be a completely different attitude toward them. We should get rid of the haters. And then we can negotiate with those who remain. Comment: all the laws are kind of revolving around mercy. And this one is very sharp. My response: it is not sharp, it is just straight. I do not see anything drastic or anything out of the ordinary in it. Question: why does it not say, try to make peace, dry? Answer: any attempt is out of the question. After all, he came to kill you. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. How to build Israel? Question: what do you see as our future, and what is it like? Answer: I see the future as getting rid of the haters, understanding who is next to us, and making sure they understand who is next to them. We need to secure our borders and create conditions for us to peacefully exist and unite. Question: unity is more or less understandable to people, like the unity we have now? What are you talking about? After the war, after victory? Answer: there is no after the war. In principle, we are in a state of constant war. Question: why? Answer: because the enemy wants it that way. So, we must not weaken ourselves and not act as we did before this attack. Question: you are talking about an external enemy. What about our internal enemy? Answer: the internal enemy needs to be convinced that we have no other way. Question: who is the internal enemy? Answer: we are. Between us. I think we need to undergo very serious re-education here. There should be friendship and support among us. Question: how do we achieve that? Answer: by explaining that without it we will not survive. Question: it is clear now that we are currently united by adversity. But in the future, for example when we are on the crest of victory, there will likely be disputes about what happened, why, and how? Various scenarios are possible. How do you shape the country? How do you build the future of the people? Answer: only through unity. We must talk about it constantly. We must promote unity from a very young age and continue to do so throughout life. Comment: you keep talking about uniting above oneself. My response: because we are egoistic, unique egoists, the biggest in the world. That is why we need to unite above our egoism. Question: this work is endless. So it will never end. We cannot eliminate this enemy, can we? Answer: no, and we should not. It is great that we have it. The Creator intentionally created this egoism within us so that we constantly work on it and elevate ourselves higher and higher toward Him. That is our main work. Question: what if we falter? What if we start quarreling again? Answer: then the external enemy reminds us of that. Question: that is, we must make it very clear that our disputes and their level provoke an equal level of hatred toward us from the whole world. Is that the right formula? Answer: absolutely, from the entire world. Question: if this fear enters us, that at the moment we start wars between each other, wars come to unite us but at an external level, if this formula exists in us, do you think it is normal to live with this fear? Answer: it is normal. It is thanks to this fear that we can move toward unity. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. Soldiers of the Creator's Army. The people of Israel are going through very difficult times today. But, on the other hand, this can lead us to very good changes, as it is written in the prophets. Alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, Jeremiah 37. It is precisely from the worst states we can get up, rise, grow, become strong, and achieve success. After all, we understand that we have no choice, we must rise and succeed, and the Creator will be with us. Many people already realize that we need to correct ourselves, correct the force of separation between us. I hope this recognition of evil will help us rise and build ourselves. I do not feel like we are hopeless. Our weapon is our unity, and we have not used it. If, out of desperation, we nevertheless take it and begin to use the force of our connection, no one will resist us. We will project this force of unity to the whole world, and the world will listen to us. We must not give up because we have not even started this war yet. We must move forward and achieve success. We have no other choice. The Creator will still nevertheless obligate us either by the easy way or the hard way. This is a war against our egoism. We cannot refuse to fight, because we are fighting not for ourselves, and not for our lives, but for the Creator. We are soldiers of the Creator's army, and the Creator will win. The force of bestowal must win. It will be so. The force of bestowal is the force of the Creator. If we dress in this force of bestowal, we will win. We must always remember that our success depends only on our internal unity, on the connection of our hearts. The force of unity is our main weapon. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 27, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. The most important is to want only to bestow. What does hatred push us to? Question: I strongly feel what is happening in Israel. It seems that this is actually us, that our hatred has accumulated so much, materialized, and come out because there is no place for it anymore. It feels like a huge basket of hate is growing that is coming back to us. What is the difference between the evil inclination created by the Creator and the evil we generate with our feelings toward each other? Answer: the Creator created only the root of the evil inclination, and we inflate it. We inflate it more and more until the whole world is inflamed. Comment: this is really scary, because I truly felt that what happened depends on us. I felt afraid not to love, to be in a state of non-love. My response: yes, this is very well said. When I reveal that I don't love others, I should be afraid because it pushes us all to self-destruction. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 27, 2023. Writings of Rabash: man is rewarded with righteousness and peace through the Torah. How can we turn fear into awe of the Creator? Question: I have a very strong fear for the children, for the parents, and for the soldiers. How can we replace that with awe, with longing for the Creator? How can we overcome this fear and move on to awe? Answer: pray and ask the Creator that everything will be fine. Even what you cannot express in words, the Creator will understand and do everything that is necessary. You should not have confused thoughts and desires. Question: how is longing for the Creator developed so that it manifests itself not through suffering, but through the desire for bestowal and love? Answer: only communication in a group, only a common prayer to the Creator can unite you all, guide and tie you to Him, and then everything will be fine. That is all the world needs. Until the whole world comes to the point where it is interconnected with each other and with the Creator, there will be no peace in the world. Question: what is happening in the world causes me to often protest against the Creator? I want to justify Him, but it is very difficult to do so. How can I live with this? Answer: we need to unite together and beg Him to change His anger to mercy. Let us do this together. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 24, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam acknowledging the desire. So that there would be no war. People ask, if the Creator is kind and merciful, how could He allow such a catastrophe that occurred on October 7th? It is known that everything happens under the governance of the upper force, but the Creator does not take into account physical bodies, and there are times when He allows a criminal to kill. But how can we attract mercy from above so that such a crime will never happen again? With this suffering and pain, the Creator shows where we really lack correction. And correction is necessary only in the connection between us and nowhere else. We do not want there to be a war. Let's unite, and there will be no war. We do not want people to die. Let's unite, and there will be no lives lost. The main thing is the connection, the closeness between us. We need to feel this law with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul. There is nothing else to do, just get closer to each other. And in this closeness, we must reveal the mutual guarantee that all Israel are guarantors for each other. And if someone acts badly and leads to separation, then it is not he who is to blame, but all of us. And this is so opposite to our egoism that wants to fence itself off from everyone in order to feel calm and righteous as if it had nothing to do with anything. But in fact, each of us must realize that it is he who is responsible and to be blamed for everything that is happening in the world. For such a connection, mutual support is necessary. He helped everyone his friend to open their hearts. Everyone needs to obligate everyone to reach an understanding that correction can only be universal, mutual, and altogether to the Creator. Life will put pressure on us until it forces us to fully unite in order to set an example and show the way to all other nations. But we first need to show each other which way to go forward. And here everyone should feel that he alone is responsible in front of the Creator for the whole world and is obliged to pull the whole world to the Creator. This is the necessary condition. Everyone must have at least a minimal correction and thus pull the world forward, toward the Creator, toward unity. And if this does not happen, then we will simply die out like dinosaurs, and the planet Earth will end its existence. Therefore, we must try by all means to soften our hearts so that we understand that only in the unification of hearts is the salvation for all mankind. Now is the time for our nation to open their hearts to love and not settle scores with each other, but on the contrary, to rise above all differences and move toward peace in the world together. Let's open our hearts and try to feel the Creator inside them, and see how beneficially this will affect the whole world. Such is the law of the world that there will be no peace anywhere until there is peace between us. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 27, 2023. Writings of Rabash: man is rewarded with righteousness and peace through the Torah. The mechanism of mutual guarantee. Question: is one person capable of launching the mechanism of mutual guarantee in the ten with his internal efforts, his pressure? Answer, never. Mutual guarantee is when each friend makes sure that there is always a connection system, a voot, in the group. That is why there is a 10. It is so that we help each other, as it is said, they helped everyone his friend. It is the general pressure that can cause the overall strength of the mutual guarantee. Question. When we start working in mutual guarantee, one friend looks at the others and it seems to him that he is ready while others are not. Is it possible at this moment to make a more active ascent so that everyone enters it? Is there any intermediate stage before mutual guarantee? Answer, no. It is only necessary to strive for mutual help, for inner connection, and then the Creator will create these conditions and the final state for us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 3, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam the Avut, Mutual Guarantee. Questions about spiritual work, 24. Question. Is it possible to imagine that my egoism is a creator, but it is a bad creator? Answer. This is not the creator. It is a quality specially created by the Creator to help us focus on the Creator who is good and radiates goodness. Question. What actions should we take to feel the depth of unity in the Ten? Answer. Actions for connection. They also lead us to a sense of unity, its size, depth, etc. We do not need anything else except connection between us. Question. When we reveal the lack of similarity of qualities within reason, the methodology recommends that we go by faith above reason. How does faith compensate for the lack of equivalence of form? Answer, faith does not compensate for the lack of equivalence of form, it helps us get closer to the Creator, although there is still a difference in qualities between him and a person. Then the qualities are aligned to some extent, and a person begins to feel the Creator more, so it goes from step to step. Question. In the book Shamati, it is written that a person while even in the worst possible state should not leave the governance of the Creator. How is this possible? Answer, if one feels oneself under the governance of the Creator, then he or she must continue to make efforts not to get out of this governance. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 11, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with there is none else besides him. The quality of spies. Question. What is this quality of spies in Israel? It would seem that it is the quality of faith above reason because they have already passed the desert and experienced so much, and suddenly the quality of spies is revealed. Answer. The quality of spies is already entrance into the state of above reason, and before that there was just preparation. Question. How does faith above reason, which we can develop, cancel all the forces that are acting in the world? Answer, it cancels them because it comes from the Creator. Faith above reason is a type of adhesion to the Creator, not with the help of reason, but with the help of faith. Question, if I am already in adhesion with the Creator, what is the difference between whether I adhere to him in reason or in faith? Answer, I cannot explain this. You should learn to understand this so that such internal organs are formed in you that would feel it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson October 23, 2023. Writings of Rabashi who hardens his heart. The bestowal game. Question. Do we all have only the nature of receiving for ourselves or do we have sprouts of bestowal after all? Answer, in each of us there is a rudimentary desire to bestow. Question, why does bestowal taste bitter? Answer, because it is against our natural desire to receive and enjoy. Question, how can one be worthy to feel the taste of bitterness in order to prevent actions of reception for oneself? Answer, this can be felt best among friends. By the way you treat them, you can immediately determine whether you are in reception or in bestowal. Question. Is it possible to attract the light of the Creator by playing bestowal and subsequently become a giver? Answer. Of course, that is how it works. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 18, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati 16. What is the Day of the Lord and the Night of the Lord, in the work? Everything is learned in practice. Question. If the intention is important and the action is not so important, if I feel that my heart is directed to unite with the tent toward the Creator, then is everything I do correct? Answer, yes. The only question is whether you read your heart correctly and whether your heart advises you correctly. Question, how can I check my heart? Answer, it is a matter of practice. You need to continue discovering your differences with the others in the ten, and gradually you will understand what they are right about and what you are right about. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 18, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Shemati 16. What is the Day of the Lord and the Night of the Lord, in the work? Prayer must be from the bottom of the heart. The main thing is prayer because it expresses our request and attitude to the Creator. Prayer shows that we already understand that we are completely dependent on Him, that there is absolutely nothing we can do on our own, and that everything depends only on how we will be able to ask. Therefore, our main strength is the power of prayer. But we, on the contrary, usually cry precisely because we do not have the strength. It turns out that just when we have no strength left, we are ready for real work, which is prayer. Meaning that I should be glad when I feel powerless, I have come to the point where I can turn to the Creator, shout, ask, and pray. It takes a lot of effort to realize that one cannot achieve anything on his own. Then I turn to the Creator, and ask Him for strength and help to raise prayer. Then, the Creator fulfills this request and allows us to cling to Him. The Creator feels a person's desire to adhere to Him, just as the Creator is already stuck to a person, although the person does not feel it yet. Prayer should be from the bottom of the heart, and each time it is deeper and deeper. To turn with prayer means to cling to the Creator with my hands and feet as if I am in the Creator like a fetus in the mother's womb. I drink and feed from Him, and I want to drown and infinitely dissolve in Him. That is, how I want to annul myself in front of the upper. The appeal to the Creator is possible only through friends. That is, I want to grab hold of my friends and annul myself before them. This will mean that I have incorporated in the upper. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 18, 2023. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer. Work with gladness. And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason, Rabash, Article 12, 1991. These candles are sacred. A person does not yet have knowledge, he does not even want to be in knowledge, but desires to be above it. In other words, even if he sees contradictory, opposite qualities within reason that should not be in the Creator, he still wants to elevate himself to worship the Creator, to place him above himself. Comment, when I succeed in rising above reason and experience joy, it also becomes knowledge that I have overcome, I have connected and I am happy about it. But still, at some point you come to feel it within yourself. My response, of course you have joy because you have achieved it although the Creator did everything, but He did it with your nature. He created your initial nature and at the same time made it possible for you to attain the next, higher nature. But it becomes knowledge again, and you rise above it again. Question: how can you be happy not just for yourself? Answer: then you will immediately fall. Question: and where should one go beyond that afterward? Answer: all the time higher, and the you will see. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 19, 2023. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer. Serve the great. From this one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally, as he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. Baal HaSulam, Shemati number 5, Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? Question: the body, egoism, will agree to work without reward only because it views the Creator as great. This will serve as payment for the fact that he works for the Creator. Is there still a calculation going on here, to serve for the sake of someone great? Answer: of course. It is impossible to do so without any calculation, because our desire to receive puts us on a different track. Instead of working for myself, I do it for the Creator. Question: then at what point are we making an effort, and what kind of effort is it? Answer: our efforts are directed against egoism, which constantly distracts us to its own needs. Try to work everything out so your requests would be the least egoistic. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Shemati 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below?